in a world that gets more mysterious every day, where government conspiracies and cover-ups are the norm, you need a beacon of truth. You need the Paranormal Patriot. And yes, indeed, you have found, well, the recently elusive Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me. As always, I am your host, wearing the tinfoil hat, sleeping in the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. So today's show, I'll be quite honest with you. I'll be right straight to the point. I don't know how it's going to turn out. It has been, well, I'll get into it later as to where I've been and why the show, which is normally a weekly show, has been hit and miss for the last month, month and a half. I'll get into that later on in the show. But normally, I spend 8 to 10, maybe 12 hours a week doing research and show prep and, you know, getting an itinerary of how I want the show to go. This week, that's not happening. There's just no way it was going to happen. To be honest with you, I was not going to do a show this week, but I found 45 minutes to an hour to kill that I didn't anticipate having, so I said, I'm going to take advantage of it. So what I want to talk about today is we recently just witnessed the inauguration of Donald J. Trump as our next president. I want to talk to you to begin with his treatment of the media, which is all over the news, as to how he's being a bully. And I want to give you my thoughts. And then I want to talk to you about these protests and give you my two cents of what Madonna said. And if you haven't heard what Madonna said, it's ridiculous. We'll get into that. And then we're going to take a break. And then I want to talk to you real quickly and kind of explain what has been going on with me in my life and why the show has been hit and miss lately, and give you a brief description, I guess, of what I plan on doing on the future of the show. There was hit and miss times. I mean, honestly, it was touch and go as to whether I thought this show was going to continue. But things changed a little bit. So I want to, for all my listeners out there that have taken the time to inquire about my well-being, first off, thank you. But I owe it to you. I owe it to my listeners who have been, for 3 years now, for the most part, getting a weekly show. And then the weekly shows have stopped. And I thought I informed all my listeners that there would not be a show last week. But that was not the case. I'll explain why there. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to hear about the inauguration, what my thoughts on the inauguration were. Then we're going to talk about the media. Then we're going to talk about the protesters. And then we're going to talk about Madonna. I'm going to conglomerate everything into one segment and just roll with it. And again, I'm going right off the top of my head, so this could get interesting. So sit back, relax, and get ready for a completely freestyle, flying by the seat of my pants show. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. So this segment of The Paranormal Patriot is being brought to you by The Paranormal Warehouse. Now, The Paranormal Warehouse is essentially Facebook for paranormal-minded individuals. If you are looking to get insights into the paranormal world, if you have a paranormal group that you would like to look for advice and get expert advice from anybody, the Paranormal Warehouse is your place to go. Again, it's just like Facebook. You post videos, you post photos, you get responses from the members who are all paranormal-minded individuals. This is the best place for you to get advice, for you to get in contact with anybody in the paranormal field, because everybody on here loves and is involved in the paranormal. So again, they are on Facebook at The Paranormal Warehouse or theparanormalwarehouse.com. Either way, you can contact them. If you have a paranormal group, join the page. Get involved. It's never a bad thing to network among your paranormal peers. If you're not into a paranormal group and you're looking for answers, if you have questions, this is the place to go. So if you have any type of inkling towards the paranormal, your first stop is the Paranormal Warehouse. Do you feel it? I mean, honestly, do you feel a difference in this country right now? And I'm not talking about how divided we are, about all these stupid protesters. I'm talking, do you feel a certain sense of hope? And I'm not talking about the hope and change that Obama said, because I knew going in, Obama was not going to give us hope. He was going to change us, and he did. But I feel now that Donald Trump is officially our president, I feel that the people of this country now have a say, that what we vote for and what we believe in are actually being heard. And the ones that are in Washington that we put into office that still don't want to hear what we have to say, they've got two choices. Start listening to what we want, what we put you into office for, or you're not going to last. There is a new type of president in office right now. And it's, to me, it's very exciting, because this person, Donald Trump, he's not political. He hasn't been born into a political family. He hasn't been given the silver spoon. Yes, he is a billionaire, but he also worked for that money. And you can say, oh, Tom, he was given all that money by his father. No, he was given some money. He earned the rest. He knows what it's like to put in a full day's work. He respects the common man and woman. We had Donald Trump's inauguration speech. I had it on set to record it, and I was going to put it on here, but honestly, I don't need to. Because I can tell you right now, the difference between Donald Trump's speech and Barack Obama's speech was night and day. Where Barack Obama was talking, me, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going to do, you didn't hear that from Donald Trump. All you heard from Donald Trump is, you took the message home. You, the people, are the reason I'm here. And that was a refreshing change, because it's the first time in a long time that I've heard that I have a politician who happens to be the president of the United States now that actually respects what I did, what we did, that realizes that without us, he would not be in that position. So he's going to do what he can to not disappoint us. Where Barack Obama used his name in his final address to the country 73 times. I did this. I did this. Donald Trump used his name in his inauguration speech 3 times. And he used we, the people, 47 times. That's a refreshing change. To me, that speaks volumes about this man's character. And you can say what you want about his character. I don't care what he said about so-and-so, about some Miss Universe contestant. I care what he's going to do to my country and for my country and for my family. These morons that keep saying he's going to fail, I hope he fails, are morons. Because if Donald Trump fails, what happens to you and I? We fail also. Now, 8 years ago when Rush Limbaugh said he hoped Barack Obama failed, the left was up in arms. They couldn't believe it. They were calling for his job. But you have everybody and their brother on the left, even the president at the time, Barack Obama, saying that this presidency is going to be a disaster. Where was the outrage there? There was none. The press was right behind it saying he's right. When we have no idea what this man's presidency is going to look like. If during the transition, if the fact that he saved thousands of jobs from leaving this country in just the 2 months between the election and the inauguration, if that's any indication, that's reason for optimism. These people that are protesting out there, what are they protesting? Are they protesting the fact that they may actually have to go to work and get a job instead of being given government money? I guess I was raised differently because I wouldn't want to live off the government. I'm too prideful, I guess. I have too much pride to do that. I want to be able to support my family on my own. I don't need you and you and you doing it for me because I'm too lazy to get a job. And the hope that is permeating through this country for the people that understand and know what is going on and are not being manipulated by the mainstream media. They understand exactly what is happening in this country. And what it is the people who are the rightful owners of this country, the rightful heirs to this country, the people who have lost their say, that have lost their identity, are in the process of reclaiming it. They're getting their country back from a president who doesn't want to control your life, who doesn't need to control your life, because he realizes that the best days of this country were when the government had no say in anything you did. When the government gets too involved, when the government wants so much control of your life, that's when we fail. And that's why Donald Trump is now president, because the people were tired of the government taking control of themselves, taking control of their lives, telling them they can't smoke here, they got to buckle up, they got to do this, they got to do this, they got to do this. Are those all good habits to have? Yes. Do I need my government telling me to do so? No. Do I need my government telling me I have to have health care? No. People were fed up. And Donald Trump's message that he said in his words, I was the messenger, but you delivered the message. There's a humbleness to this man. Whether it be fake or not, it is refreshing to see because this is something you do not see in Washington all the time. You see me in Washington. You do not see, or you do not, you don't see a politician come out and say, I'm here, but it's because of you. It's extremely refreshing. That whole inauguration speech, the whole day was just full of speeches that just brought the common man to the forefront. The CIA, the military, men and women, who gave him a 5-minute standing ovation because they know that he is going to have their back. This is a man who loves our military, which is a complete 180 from the previous administration. The people in the military now feel, and I speak to a lot of them, I know for a fact that they now feel that they have hope, that they can do their jobs, and they're not looked down upon like they were with the previous administration. They realize that they're going to get the support that they need. They're going to get the funding that they need to protect the country. They realize that they're going to be in places they need to be. They don't need to be in Syria. They don't need to be on the Lithuanian border. They're not needed there. They're not going to be put into harm's way just for political games. Say what you want about Donald Trump, and there's been a lot of things said about him. But we have no idea what a Donald Trump presidency is going to entail. I will tell you, he's surrounding himself with great individuals, business, military advisors, people that know the jobs they're being put in. It's going to be refreshing. The next 4 years, and hopefully eight, I think are going to be a huge change in the way not only that America does business, but the way America runs itself. And the first change that you're going to see is in the media. The media, for as long as I can remember, I'm a 45-year-old man now, and as long as I can remember, they've had a free pass. They can do what they want. They can say what they want without any fear of retribution. And it is also a refreshing change to know that those days are done. We've all heard the story of BuzzFeed, who put a knowingly false story of Donald Trump picking up hookers, urinating on a bed that Barack Obama slept in the Russian embassy. We all know that they ran that story. And then CNN said, oh, well, they ran it, so now we can run it. So they perpetuated this quote-unquote fake news for the whole country to see. And of course, it never fails. You've got these absent-minded, non-educated liberals that ran with the story and said, see? See? He is a horrible man. Look at him. He's got hookers and he's urinating on a bed. What a horrible man. Well, come to find out, the story was a complete fabrication. The news outlets that went with the story knew it was a complete fabrication from the get-go. But the thing is, in the past, they could do this and, oh, please don't do that. That's not right. That would be the response. But now, the response is what we saw the Friday before the inauguration. Donald Trump had his press conference. I think his name is Marco Costa from CNN, was trying vehemently to get a question in, and Donald Trump shoot him. No, 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 you're fake news. Your news media is garbage. And oh my gosh, the liberals on the left just lambasted him. That's bullying tactics. Oh, now we can pick and choose what type of, or who answer, who, what news outlet answers questions or asks the questions that he can answer. But do they look at the fact that this news outlet purposely tried to defame this man who was going to become our president? Do they look at the fact that they purposely lied? They knowingly lied about him and his actions. They don't look at that. They just look at the response when he's had enough. Donald Trump had enough. When he said, your news outlet is garbage. You're not getting a question. I loved it. I cheered. And the thing is, the majority of Americans cheered because the majority of Americans out there are so sick and tired of our media, who are the bullies. You can call Donald Trump a bully, but you're not accurate. Our media is a bully because they could, before the days of Donald Trump, they could run with a story knowing that it's false, knowing that over half the people who read this are going to believe it because they're non-educated and don't care to learn the facts. They don't care to dig into the story to see if it's actually true. They knew they could do this. Those days are done. The media right now is so peeved off that Donald Trump is circumventing them with tweets. All he has to do when he wants to say something, I'm going to tweet it out. That way, it's coming straight from the horse's mouth. It can't be manipulated by the media. And the media is all up in arms. They don't know what to do now. Wait a minute. You got to keep us in the loop. Why? Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to give you some information, give you an interview so you can twist and manipulate my words? No. This is the first step to what I believe should happen to the media. In my world, the people who ran this story at BuzzFeed and the people at CNN who ran this story should have been arrested. They should have been fined and they should lose their jobs. And possibly, if not probably, imprisoned for a duration of time. They need to do that. They need to know that they can't do this. You can't run fake stories on people and not expect consequences. Well, the consequences at this point is you've lost all credibility with the President of the United States. So, if I've got a reporter that works for a news organization, let's say I'm a famous podcaster, and I've got a news outlet that continually runs false news articles on me, completely fabricated, makes me look horrible. And I have a press conference or I'm at a gathering or something, and I've got people asking me questions, and somebody from that news outlet wants to ask a question. Why in God's name would I give them the time of day? My response would have been exactly the same. Whoa, hold on. Your news is fake. Your fake news. Your news outlet is garbage. You're not getting a question. You've proved to me, CNN and BuzzFeed have proven to the American people that they can't be trusted, that they're not news sources. They're no better than the Inquirer of the 70s and 80s. So why would you give them the time of day? The day of reckoning has come to fruition for the news outlets, the news media in this country. If you are a news outlet, and this can go for conservative, this can go for liberal, it doesn't matter who, but if you're a news outlet that is reporting false news, derogatory statements about someone, you better think twice, because now you're being called out on it. And the people of this country are so sick and tired of having to deal with it. People are waking up. This election woke up people to the lies, the hypocrisy, and the outright corruption of the American political machine. People are now awake, and they realize, wait a minute, the media is not telling me the truth. So now, the media doesn't know what to do. The media is all up in arms. So the only thing they know how to do, the only thing they're good at, is to completely fabricate more lies about him. Because if they told the truth, what would there be to talk about? What would people have to protest if they actually reported the truth? That should tell you everything you need to know. If all these news outlets have to make up stories, have to completely warp his words to make it sound completely different from what he really meant, that should tell you that maybe, just maybe, what he's doing is for the best of this country. And there are people that are against it. And it blows my mind. How could you be against the betterment of this country and its people? But this is the agenda. This is the Democrat liberal way of thinking. We don't care about the people. We care about our power. And they've got the media on their side. So the media are going to fabricate, manipulate words to fit the liberals' agenda, knowing that what they are doing is deceitful, is slander, but in the past they never had to fall or never were held accountable. Well, again, those days are done. So you and the media, you can continue to fabricate stories, but if you want to have the ear of Donald Trump, you better change your ways. Because so many people are sick and tired of hearing the lies, of reading, knowing that what they're reading are lies. But yet there's still a core group of people in this country that can't get through that, that are so close-minded that they can't see the truth. And these are the protesters. I have one question. If you protested, and trust me, I have a lot of Facebook friends that protested. What are you protesting? Well, we're protesting the sexism and the violence that Donald Trump wants to incite in this country. Oh, I'm sorry, the violence that the protesters are inciting right now. You, all these protesters are so worried about what's going to happen when Donald Trump gets in, what's going to happen to this country. They're so worried they're going to go around and start burning cars, destroying personal property, destroying buildings, stealing. That's why they're so worried. These morons have no idea what they're protesting. None whatsoever. All they're doing is listening to the media talking points. Donald Trump's a sexist, Donald Trump's a pig, Donald Trump's a racist, when, quite honestly, the majority of that is completely and utterly false. Donald Trump is not a racist. If you looked at the fact, Donald Trump employed minorities more so than any other candidate out there in what he did. Donald Trump hired more women in powers, in positions of authority. But they're not looking at that because the media is not telling them to look at that. All they're doing is saying that Donald Trump is a racist. Has anyone heard a racist word come out of that man's mouth? On the contrary, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Rosa Parks, he was given an award for the improvement of the inner cities in New York. But you don't hear that from the media. All you hear about is how racist he is. But there's never been a racist quote coming out of him. There's never been anybody that has legitimately had any beef with this man because he's a racist. He's not a racist. That's why. Is he a sexist? Eh. He loves his women. I'll give him that. He loves his women. But, you know, as a man, as long as you're a straight man, you're going to love women. You've got a quote from him that was pretty derogatory, but quite honestly, the majority of people listening to this podcast have said as bad, if not worse. It happens. You can call it locker room talk. You can call it guy talk, but listen, it happened. Is that something that delegitimizes this president? No, it was the Russian hacks. The Russian hacks that have yet to be proven. The Russian hacks that the administration is sanctioning Russia, putting troops on the Lithuanian-Russian border, provoking Russia. Does anybody see a trend here? The fact that we have sanctioned Russia for interfering with our election, which is something we as a country do all the time, but that's another story. But we've sanctioned Russia. Russia has come out and said, we didn't do it. Julian Assange from WikiLeaks has come out and said, our source was not the Russians. But everybody kept saying, oh, Julian Assange, he can't be trusted. That's WikiLeaks. But yet, nothing that WikiLeaks released has been disproven. All they wanted, they can't disprove it because it's true. So all they say is, oh my gosh, the Russians are involved. Okay, you're missing the point. What was said in those emails? The racist comments, the sexist comments, the violent comments from these Democratic operative emails was 100% true. Why is nobody protesting that? Why is nobody protesting the fact that Hillary said in her emails, which has nobody's ever decried as false, why is nobody protesting the fact that she looks at the black population as inferior, as just votes? Why do we not protest the fact that George Soros is paying people to incite riots? Why are we not protesting that? Simple. Because the right does not protest. Because what does a protest do? And this is my big question. What do they plan on accomplishing with this protest? They rioted, they protested after Donald Trump won the election. Nothing happened. Didn't change the outcome. So then they rioted and protested after the Russians got involved, supposedly. Didn't happen. So now they want to riot and protest at the inauguration. Nothing. He's still the president. What does it change? I am all for freedom of speech. It's one of the fundamental foundations of this country. But freedom of speech does not mean you can go around destroying property, harming other individuals. I'm appalled at the fact that there are not more arrests at these protests. Because all these people that are burning cars, destroying buildings, destroying businesses, looting, they've got them on camera, find them, arrest them, put them in jail. Make an example. I don't mind if you protest. You have every right to. But there's a way to protest, and there's a protest, and then there's a riot. And these people are rioting. So now they have to pay the piper. But the problem is these people have no idea what they're protesting. If you listen to some of the news outlets, go and ask, what are you protesting? Well, I'm protesting Donald Trump. Why? Well, because he's racist. Well, what do you say that was racist? And there's silence. Nobody knows because he hasn't said anything that was racist. It's the media telling you that he's racist. So these people that don't know the facts, that don't bother to do any research to see whether or not he actually said anything racist, they just go with what the media tells them. They're blind zombie sheep that just follow like lemmings and say, this guy's a racist. I'm going to protest him because people tell him, hey, you need to protest. Think for yourselves. It's a very uplifting, enlightening situation. When you think for yourself, things change. You realize you're being lied to and manipulated. The Democrats, the liberals, the progressives, the feminists, the EPA, the environmentalists, the media, they're all manipulating you to believe what they want you to believe. You are going to believe what they want you to believe. And there are too many people that are too dumb to know the difference. Thankfully, that number is shrinking. More and more people are waking up to the fact that they're being lied to. And then there's Madonna. I want to read to you a piece of Madonna's speech. And I want you to tell me, what would happen if you or I said that? So, Madonna was at the Women's March in Washington, I believe it was. Washington or New York, I don't care. I'm not a big fan of Madonna, never was. But Part of her speech said, "Let's march together through this darkness, and with each step know that we are not afraid, that we are not alone, and that we will not back down, that there is power in our unity, and that no opposing force stands a chance in the face of true solidarity." And to our detractors that insist that this march will never add up to anything, F you. F you. Total class, Madonna. It is the beginning of a much-needed change. Change that will require sacrifice. And then she goes on to say, "Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I'm outraged. And yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. But I know this won't change anything. We cannot fall into despair." You know, I don't claim to be the smartest guy on the planet, but is that not a veiled threat against the President of the United States? If you or I said that, guarantee we'd have the Secret Service and the FBI knocking on our door right now. She just threatened to blow up the President of the United States. I can't tell you how absolutely done with these celebrities I am. These celebrities who can sing, who can act, who can play an instrument, think that their voice carries more weight. Well, these people are so far out of touch that it's beyond belief. So Madonna telling me that this is the beginning of a much-needed change, change that will require sacrifice, is just in one ear and out the other. She has no idea what sacrifice is. Her idea of sacrifice is getting in front of a bunch of people and telling everybody, "I've been thinking about blowing up the White House." Her idea of sacrifice is spending $500,000 and giving it to Hillary Clinton. It's a drop in the bucket to her. She has no idea what sacrifice is. We saw what the democratic change was in the 8 years that Barack Obama was in office. That is why Donald Trump is in office, because we saw what 8 years of change can do to a country. And after that 8 years, the people of this country wanted a change. They don't want the change that Barack Obama had. They saw the same with Hillary Clinton. That's why Hillary Clinton lost. And don't let anybody tell you that she didn't get thoroughly destroyed. She was decimated in the polls, or in the election. I've had people tell me, "But Tom, she won the popular election." You take out New York City and Los Angeles County. Those two areas, if you take them out, Donald Trump wins. So she won by two areas. So you can't tell me she was the most popular president. Look at the map. The whole middle of the country, the Bible Belt of the country, the heartbeat of the country, didn't have a vote for her. It was all red. She won the coast. She won New York. She won Illinois. She won California. Those are the big three she won. We knew she was going to win those. But you take out Los Angeles County, and you take out New York City, and guess what? She loses. That's not a popular vote win. That's a regional president at best. But people can't look past that. Madonna can't look past that. Madonna is so distraught, she's got to blow up the White House. Now, good news. I just got word right before I went live on the show that the Secret Service will actually be investigating Madonna. So that goes to show you can be a moron and think you can get away with it. You can't say whatever you want about assassinating the president. I don't care if you're Madonna or not. She's a moron. She's an absolute unequivocal moron who's passed her time, who was really not that talented, but really rode her sexuality to her stardom, her fame. That's all she had going for her. So this lady who thinks that she has a voice of the public just learned a very, very, very important lesson that you can't just say, I want to blow up the White House and not have any repercussions. You may have been able to do that prior to Donald Trump coming in, but now stupidity has a price. So for those of you who are stupid, which is still a lot of us, you got a couple hard years coming up. Because stupidity now has a price. Where before, stupidity was looked upon as, oh, that's so cute. Look at what they said. Look what they did. Now, stupidity is looked at as, you're an idiot. You're stupid. Why would you do that? Now you got to pay the consequences. Good days are coming to this country. I'm telling you. I haven't felt this uplifted, this promising. I have hope that I haven't had in years. It's a good day. And I hope every one of my listeners knows how good of a day that we had Friday. So, we are going to take a quick break. We will be right back, and we will learn where I've been, why I haven't been doing a show, and we'll learn what the future of this show is going to entail. So, if you are a fan of this show and you're curious about where we're going from here, you need to stay with me, and you need to listen. So, we will be right back. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. This segment of the show is being brought to you by theconservativetribune.com. The Conservative Tribune is your source for all news, which has a little bit of a conservative slant to it. We all hate fake news. With the Conservative Tribune, you will get a conservative viewpoint, but you will get the truth regarding any news story that you follow. You can find them on the Conservative Tribune and on Facebook or conservativetribune.com. Again, if you're looking for your news with a conservative-leaning viewpoint, but still looking for actual facts, you need to contact and you need to look at theconservativetribune.com. Okay, here's the come clean, tell you what's going on segment of my show. Now, before I begin the show, I want to thank the numerous, and too many to acknowledge on this segment, the numerous listeners that have messaged me, emailed me, asking how I'm doing, is everything all right? Overwhelming. To say the least, I have, I can't even explain it. The concern I had from my listeners, Richard, Andy, those two were all over me all the time, wanting to know how I'm doing, is everything okay? There's so many listeners that just emailed me saying, hey, is everything okay? I haven't heard about the show or haven't heard from the show in a while. That is why I continue to do this show. It's because of you. And to be honest, I'm having a hard time explaining myself, so bear with me. But Christmas, over the Christmas break, I got sick. I had the flu very bad. And couldn't do a show. Came back and did a show. And planned on, again, every week. Ended up getting double pneumonia. Very bad case of pneumonia where I literally had a hard time breathing. And on top of that, got the news that my mother had been diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer. So with that being said, I was down and out. Didn't pretty much do anything last weekend, pretty much slept and was concerned about my mother. So When I said I thought that I posted online that there would not be a show, I was dead serious. I didn't think there would be a show. And I thought I posted it. Apparently, I dreamed the fact that I posted it. So to those of you who were inquiring, I do apologize. My mistake. Now, I'm starting to slowly feel better. I'm actually able to talk to the point that I don't lose my breath. And the best news, doesn't matter what's going on with me, but my mother had surgery. And when we were worrying about the prognosis, you know, is she going to have weeks, months, sorry, I got the Donald Trump sniffles here, to live. We were worried about how far the cancer had spread. The prognosis came back extremely well, as in it appears to have been localized. They believe they've got it all, and they think we don't even think we have to do radiation or chemotherapy. Best news I could have had, could have expected to have. So the stress of that is off my plate now. And I've had a lot of time during this downtime that I've had to reflect on the show. And I told a couple of my listeners, some of my very good listeners that have been in contact with me, that I probably was going to go on a extended hiatus, that the show wasn't going to be posted for a while until everything calmed down. I'm going to put that on hold. Now, with that being said, there are so many things going on right now that I got to get my health back in shape. I want to make sure my mother is fine. I've got a lot going on outside of the show. I will do everything in my power to post a show every week. However, I can't guarantee that. I don't know if that will come to fruition. There may be a week. It may be a week on, then you'll miss one. And then next week there'll be one. I will do everything I can to announce ahead of time if there will not be a show. But I felt I owed it to all of my listeners to give them the scoop as to what's going on, where I've been. For me to say the desire to do the show has not been there would not be lying. I guess if you've ever had a loved one that could possibly have a terminal disease, you know that that takes precedence over everything else. And I've got to get myself back into the groove. And at the time, it just didn't seem like this was going to fit into my schedule. Due to the outpouring of support I've received from my listeners, I think I owe it to you to continue on and move on. I don't know if this sickness I have is going to be a continuation or if it's just I'm in a bad string. But as long as I feel good and I have ample amount of time, I will continue to do the show. So thank you to all my listeners. And again, too numerous to mention everybody on the show. I would love to, but I don't have that much time in the day. But thank you for your concern. Thank you for your support. Now, before I leave this show, last show I asked you to let me know what you thought the noise was on Richard Knox's audio clip that he sent me. And the responses were many, and they were varied. I had a couple of people say, well, that's a cat, Tom. That's a large bobcat or something, and I don't know. I've had people say, that's a snowmobile, Tom. You can hear the engine, and I told you what I thought about that. I've had a couple of people say, yeah, you're right, Tom. That's the sound of a goose taking a dump. As much as I would like to think that, I don't think that's the case. And, of course, I had a lot of people say, yeah, I think he caught the sound of Bigfoot. I did have I don't know what his exact terminology, but he works for the DNR. He came into where I work, and he's a good friend of mine, and I had him listen to that. And his response was pretty surprising. His response to me was, well, it's not a dog, it's not a cat, it's not a bear, it's not anything that I've heard of before. He asked where this was picked up at, and I told him it was in the UP of Michigan. And his response, and this is where it gets surprising, was, look, we're not supposed to talk about this, but between you and I, and this is why I'm not giving out his name, says, between you and I, there's been a lot of supposed Bigfoot sightings up there. I'm not going to put past the fact that whoever recorded this recorded the howling of a Bigfoot. So at that point, the curiosity in me got the better of me, and I said, okay, now you've got me. Have you seen a Bigfoot? He says, no, I have never seen a Bigfoot. However, he knows DNR officers that have. They've seen them, and they've heard of them. And he said, based on what they've said, it sounds like, that's what it sounded like to him. So I forwarded him the audio clip to give to the DNR officers to listen to. As of the recording of this show, I have not heard a response. But the fact that a DNR officer in the state of Michigan says, you might have caught a Bigfoot there, lends credence to Richard's claim. Well, not really a claim, but Richard's thought that maybe, just maybe, there was something unexplained on that audio clip. And lastly, I asked you to explain the noises that we're hearing in the sky. The trumpet howling, growling, metallic grinding noises that we're hearing in the sky. And it was pretty much cut and dry. Most people said, Tom, we're living in the end times. The Bible states that this is what's going to happen. These are the trumpets of Revelations. The majority of people think that this is the end times. I can't deny that. However, some people did agree with me that said, Tom, I think the veil, curtain between dimensions is thinning, and we're starting to have dimensions collide with each other and come through to each other. Take it how you want. Something odd is happening. So that'll be the show for today. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for everybody that was concerned about my well-being. I hope my explanation fits in your narrative. I hope it doesn't dissuade you from listening to the show anymore, but I will do everything in my power to do a weekly show, and if I can't do a weekly show, I will do everything in my power to inform you that there will not be any show. I've just got to get through this glut of bad luck. 2017 is going about as well as 2016. So, again, thank you for listening. I appreciate everything you have been doing for me. You guys are continuing to listen to the show, even though no new shows are posted, so I thank you in advance for that. If you need to contact me at theparanormalpatriot@zoho.com. I can be reached also via Messenger. Again, Tom Velasquez, or you can go on the Facebook page, The Paranormal Patriot, on Facebook and contact me there. Again, anything, any encounters, any questions, any comments, let me know. I'll be more than happy to converse with you. Thank you for listening. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. Tom Velasquez is now signing off.